This conference will.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Scott Bradley podcast. I have a really great episode for you guys today. I have two of my friends here, Catherine Rose and Laura Rubenstein. And the reason I'm bringing them on my podcast today is because they recently both have created a brand new company that really is helping entrepreneurs and social media professionals use social media more effectively, and I wanted to bring them on to share a little bit about what their company is, the product they've created, and really how it's going to help you as an entrepreneur be more effective in generating more leads, closing more sales, and again, building a more powerful brand online using social media. Basically, I am not a fan of doing stuffy bios, so I'm really just going to hand the call over to Catherine to share a little bit about who she is, what she's done, and how she kind of came to creating this awesome brand new company. And just to kind of share that out, it is the Social Buzz Club, and we'll be learning more about it today on the call from Catherine and Laura. But I'm going to allow Catherine and Laura to share a little bit about who they are, kind of how they came together to creating the Social Buzz Club. And then the second part of the call, we're going to just go into the details of why the Social Buzz Club is really important to pay attention to, how you can use it more effectively, and more so how you can get your account today. So Catherine, welcome to the call.
Thanks so much, Scott. So great to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here. So why don't you tell a little bit about who you are, your past background, and how you kind of have come to today's, you know, us talking on the phone today and with Social Buzz Club.
Great. Well, I kind of call myself an accidental entrepreneur. I was on Wall Street, and during the mortgage meltdown, they completely shut our entire division, and I had to find something else to do with my life, and I was also 8.5 months pregnant, so it was kind of a bad country song. You know, lost my job, I'm barefoot and pregnant, all that. And my husband said, you know, you can't just sit around the house, find something to do, you like to learn things. So I said, okay. So I started really just digging into online marketing, and I started learning search engine optimization, you know, how websites rank, just started doing that and started getting clients doing that. And then I kind of fell into the social media, mostly for search engine optimization, because it was and still is a good way to help you know, your rankings come up. And I was fortunate enough to take a class on social media marketing, a very intensive class, and that's how I met Laura. And it's been almost 4 years now since I've been in SEO and social media, and I've helped small business entrepreneurs, realtors, all the way through major companies. Now I do social media marketing for major clients. And Laura and I have known each other for a few years now, going through that mentor class that we did and really digging into, at the time it was just, you know, Facebook and Twitter, and you know, LinkedIn was there, but it really wasn't that effective as it is now. So we've been kind of, you know, learning and growing together. So it's been a really great experience to, you know, go from being a Wall Street executive, knowing pretty much nothing except how to spell Google, to where I am today, to, you know, and meeting Laura and really being able to create this dynamic platform. So I'm really excited
awesome.
About it.
Awesome. Well, I want to welcome Laura on the call. Laura, welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Awesome.
It's been really a roller coaster ride. I can totally relate to your country song scenario. I've been a marketing consultant for 20 years, and a lot of my time was spent in the financial services world along with other small business owners, authors, and speakers. And at the time when the market crashed a few years ago, I was primarily working with financial advisors, and so their funds went away for marketing consulting. So at the same time, that was the exact same time social media was coming up, and I started getting really curious and enrolled in the intensive course of training, and been training ever since, really. And the amount of excitement, the visibility you can get for brands using social media, you know, was something I knew I had to bring to my clients, especially the small business owner. So when Catherine and I met at the program, we just really synergized, and we both started working with clients on social media, because as a marketing consultant, my philosophy has always been that relationship-based marketing strategies are the most effective for the small business owner. And
absolutely,
social media totally levels the field the playing field for those small businesses.
Of course. So, Catherine and or Laura, whoever wants to come in first, great stories. Those are great. Thank you so much for sharing about your little bit of your story before we kind of jump into the meat of the content here. Either Catherine or Laura, whoever wants to say first, explain to the people who are listening to this what you guys have created, because, I mean, I think it's something so innovative that I actually have done, you know, being in the internet marketing and the social media world where it's like, God, there has to be a better and easier way to do this. But, you know, at the same time, we're kind of leaving the listeners out on the side here. Let's kind of bring them up to speed about what you guys have really created and what makes it so valuable and beneficial for entrepreneurs and social media professionals that are managing stuff for clients and whatnot.
Well, I guess I'll take that, Catherine. We had come together, you know, for the last few years as we were talking about and working with clients, and we kept saying over and over again, there has to be, you know, a better way to get the word out about our clients in a more effective, targeted, and, you know, quite frankly, faster, because, you know, clients want results tomorrow, even though it takes a while to build communities. We, you know, and at first I think, Laura, you could agree too, is that a lot of the clients looked at the measurement of success of social media was, ooh, I have 10,000 fans. You got me 10,000 fans. You know, and now it's like, okay, well, what are those fans doing for me? What have they done for me lately? So, you know, we kept talking back and forth and talking back and forth, and, you know, we kind of came up at the same time with, I said, you know, there has to be a way to, you know, get a group of people together to share other people's content. And Laura said, well, you know, I was thinking of this buzz marketing group. So that's kind of how the whole thing came about. And it really, the way the Social Buzz Club is set up is people share one another's content, and it's all based on reciprocity. So you have to share other people's content in order to share your own. It's based on a point system. And it's, you know, it really helps to target and drill down for your clients, but also people who have blogs. You know, we have folks in here who are social media professionals, and they're seeing, you know, good increases in traffic and things like that to their clients, but also when they post their own stuff, their clout scores are going up. They're, you know, there's 62% increases to their own blogs, which helps them, you know, get clients and things like that. So it's been a really exciting process. And Laura, you want to explain a little bit more?
Yeah, so the reciprocity process is you earn points for sharing other people's content, and you can redeem your points in order to submit your own content. And the benefits really are that, well, first of all, we have a membership requirement that every member has to have a minimum of 1,000 Twitter followers. And that really explodes people's visibility. So you're getting hooked up when you join the Social Buzz Club with hundreds of influential social media networkers who will then explode your visibility and your credibility because they're already credible. The content we're getting on the site is phenomenal. So it's a great aggregation site as well that can help to multiply the traffic people are getting to their great content. So we just love the ability of, and it's a great way for people to get public endorsements by these key industry influencers who have the strong following and the positive reputation, like yourself, and position yourself as an expert in their fields. It is a way to create this win-win collaboration network.
Definitely. So we covered a whole lot there, and I'm just kind of thinking for the user that's not on the up and up about social media and or is just kind of getting their foot wet. So just so I can clarify things up, so when someone goes in and joins the Social Buzz Club, they'll get their account, they get approved in the membership. Now, with that, they get their account, and then basically what you're saying is they can go in and put a piece of blog content and say, oh, here's my blog content that I want shared. And what you're saying is that the entire network can look at that piece of content and say, I'm going to share that because I'm going to get points for sharing it and it's relevant to my audience. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Exactly. And the biggest thing is, well, first when you first sign up, you have to accumulate 5 points in order to share anything. So you have to share either 5 separate pieces of content or 1 piece of content across 5 different networks. We allow sharing on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Dig, and StumbleUpon. And one of the things that we want to make sure people understand too is that the way our system is set up, I mean, we know there's thousands and thousands of social networks out there, but the way our system is set up, if it says that somebody shared your content on Twitter, it was shared. Our system actually pings the networks to make sure that the content was shared. So it's I think that's a really important point that, you know, there are five. We're going to be adding some more soon. But the biggest thing is that you can be sure if your content was shared 50 times on Twitter that it was actually shared. So you have to accumulate those 5 points, and then you can share your own content. And then you can actually break it down. So let's say it was one of my clients is a sushi restaurant in D.C. And I can go in and I put in something in there about a great new special on, you know, California rolls or something. I don't even eat sushi. But anyway, I can put in something like that, and then I can categorize it to restaurants. So there's different categories in there. And I can also categorize it to a region. So each member, when they come in, they kind of identify who's in their collective influence. So I know that I have people, for instance, that live that follow me on Twitter and are friends of mine on Facebook, that most of them live in the New York, Boston, Connecticut, you know, pretty much the northeastern area. So yep. When I come in, I identify myself with those people, that those are the people in my, you know, my sphere of influence. And I also have a lot of social media people. I also have a lot of mom bloggers because I wrote the Parents Guide to Facebook. So there's a lot of different things. So when I do that and I break down the categories, then people can go in and literally search by categories.
Gotcha. So it's not only is it a sharing platform with reciprocity and a point system, but the reason why you want to get points is because it gives you more opportunity to add in more things to have the network share. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. So not only, you know, it's just from the values as far as what the user, the value that the user gets is, okay, you're going to go in there and find the things relevant to share with your personal audience, and in exchange, you'll be able to leverage the network yourself to have them share your stuff. And not only can they just share it, but you can also classify who's going to share it in what region and what accounts, and basically have it be very targeted is what I hear you guys saying. Is that correct?
That's the idea.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you a question. From what you've been learning about your user base, what are the types of businesses and or at least of what you can share, what types of businesses and users are finding the most success from your initial – when did you guys launch exactly?
Late June.
Okay. So like since late June, since you guys have been building it up, like what are you, as far as the community is concerned, what types of people are on there? Are they, you know, you mentioned mom bloggers, you mentioned restaurants, give me kind of an idea for, you know, the people listening to kind of think, it's a social buzz club for me. What to kind of expect when coming into there? And obviously, you guys are going to be growing more and more because it seems like from my perspective, the bigger the network and the bigger the more amount of people that are able to go in there and share, the more value it's going to be for the people who first started. Not only that, but even more so down the road of, oh, wow, you know, you have 100,000 users in here. You have a potential reach of millions or more with the 100,000 that are in there. So share a little bit about that and kind of expand upon that concept.
Laura, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, and I think you'll be able to add to this as well. We've got, like Kat said, a lot of mom bloggers. And
right.
They're blogging on everything from parenting to products, you know, that are available for, you know, household and kids. And productivity people. And we've got people in anyone who has good content that they're putting out. So I would say go into Facebook and look at any really good fan page that people are engaging on. That is a good prospect for our system, because if they're getting engagement, it means they have quality information that people want. And it can be consumer-based, it can be retail-based, it can be internet marketing-based. But the people who are using our system are primarily bloggers, internet marketers, and social media consultants or professionals that have these clients they're working with. So typically the end user client that we might even be posting for might not even be the actual member of the club.
Gotcha.
But it doesn't mean their product can't be there.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you another question that I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds, and they're probably listening to say, wow, this is really great. I get to leverage a network of people around the country and the world to really put my stuff that I want shared rather than, you know, I remember back in the day I would have, you know, long Excel sheets of people I wanted to go and share stuff, and I'd have to go one by one by one by one. But at the same time, how do you guys, you know, you did mention something about your member requirement process where, you know, you had to have the 1,000 Twitter followers and whatnot. Now, is this a free network? Because, you know, if it's free, everybody can come in there and just post their stuff and leave. You know, what kind of environment are you creating around the network and how you're growing it and what your plans to grow it with?
Well, we have a lot of ideas in the works, but at this point what we're doing is we're doing a free 60-day trial so for people can come in and, you know, give it a try and share some things and accumulate some points. And then there's an upgrade process from there, and the memberships start about $19 a month, or we also have a yearly, you know, there's a discount to purchase a year. And so that's right now the model of, you know, people can come in, they can give it a try for 60 days, and then they can upgrade.
Awesome. Well, I mean, it seems like as, you know, and let me ask you a question. I mean, obviously things are always subject to change, but I mean, just imagining that you have 100,000 people or more in that network, just the leverage capacity for only $19 a month is pretty incredible when you think about the exponential magnitude that you can create with, you know, sharing other people's stuff, but them also having share your stuff. So it seems like a real win-win reciprocity-based type of product. And, you know, as far as what I've seen from it, I've definitely loved what I've seen in just the concept. And you guys have really taken something that, you know, most social media people are always, you know, how do I get more retweets? How do I get more Facebook shares? How do I get more thumbs up on StumbleUpon? And you guys have really put it into something that is really easy to understand, but also where, you know, the people that are in the community, everybody wins. So I think that's a really, really great thing. Just wrapping up here, let everybody know on the call where they can go to sign up and to get their first, you know, 60-day free trial to get things moving in the right direction for them.
Well, they can go right to our website at socialbuzzclub.com, and there's a little video on there that kind of describes it, and then they can just grab the free 60-day trial right there. And, you know, we just love the collaboration. I think they also something that kind of came out of this that was not necessarily expected, but we just really enjoy the fact that there's kind of a camaraderie of people. It's not a social network, like you can't friend people or follow people. It's really more of a business network. You know, we want people to come in, you know, do the business. But we've noticed that a lot of these folks who normally wouldn't even have connected with one another because maybe they had different circles or whatever, now are connected to one another, and they're really enjoying the fact that they get to meet new people and learn new things too. So that's another, you know, great benefit. But yeah, socialbuzzclub.com, and then they can go ahead and grab their 60-day free trial.
Awesome. And just as we close this out, I definitely want to give you guys some opportunity to share where people can find you both exclusively with your blogs, with your Twitter accounts, your Facebook pages. If they do have any other further questions about the application, you know, feel free. Catherine, let's start with you, and then Laura, you can share, and then we can wrap this up.
Okay, well, you can find me on Twitter, Kat K Rose. That's my Twitter handle, at Kat K Rose. I'm also on Facebook. We're on Facebook. Social Buzz Club is our fan page, so facebook.com/socialbuzzclub. And I have my website is katherineroseconsulting.com.
Awesome. And Laura?
And great. And I'm on Twitter at Coach Laura. At Coach Laura on Twitter and Facebook. Like Catherine said, we have the Social Buzz Club, facebook.com/socialbuzzclub. I also have another fan page where I do social media Q&A and posting of content at Coach Laura R, facebook.com/CoachLauraR, and my website is transformtoday.com.
Awesome. Well, it was really a pleasure having you both, and I'm sure a lot of listeners on the call are really excited to dig in and go get their free accounts. I fully support what you guys are doing, so I think it's just awesome how you've taken something that's so important for the social media marketer and internet marketer and really given them a platform to really leverage effectively while also helping other people. So I definitely give you guys some major props for that. But other than that, that's the end of today's episode. Again, my name is Scott Bradley from scottbradley.name, and I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I hope you also do check out the Social Buzz Club at socialbuzzclub.com. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.